Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On the Air with All for HR Biz. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I hope your day is going well. You are off to a great start. We're near the weekend. I hope all is well with everyone. If you're new to the show, I am April Halliburton of All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource business partner and consultant. We manage and consult with businesses across the United States, 2 to 49 employees. We've been in business for a little over 10 years. Our mantra, folks, is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I hope all is well. Everybody is doing well, wearing masks, washing your hands, practicing social safe distancing, and all that good stuff, folks. We are watching the numbers, trying not to watch them too closely. But remember to wear your mask and practice social safe distancing. Please feel free to call in at 563-999-3057. And we're talking today about implementing and managing change during a pandemic. All right. All right. If you have not had a chance, feel free to follow us on Twitter at All for HR, on Tumblr at All for HR. We are at on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. Feel free to like the page. We also have a Facebook group, which is the Small Business HR Success Hub. So if you're a small business owner, you're looking for great HR resources, you want to find out about HR, we are always offering tips and having conversations on HR issues, small business HR issues, and all kinds of good stuff like that. All right. So feel free to jump on over there and join our Facebook group. We'd love to have you. We are working and we are growing every day. Okay. So join that group. We have our Management Monday moment, right, where we talk about a Management Monday moment or Management Monday issue, Top Talent Tuesday, Winning Wednesday blog, Talk About It Thursday, and you know my favorite day, Friday, Freedom Friday. Make sure you submit a Freedom Friday HR question. If we select your question, guess what? You get a free gift. We answer it live at 7:30 on Friday morning. You can email your HR question for Freedom Friday to Freedom Friday HR question at all4hr.net. Okay, that's Freedom Friday HR question at all4hr.net. And we select your question, we answer it live, and you win a free gift. How cool is that? So I hope everybody's doing well. Everybody is, again, staying safe, being kind, and all that good stuff. And today we're talking about implementing and managing change during a pandemic. If you did not, we had a free webinar with Cheryl Cobbin of Legal Shield yesterday. It is new rules to the game. Continue. You want a copy of that webinar? Drop us an email at our Freedom Friday HR question email, and we'll drop you a copy of that. All right, folks. We have some great handouts with that webinar as well. So we're talking about implementing and managing change during a pandemic, folks. The call in number is 563-999-3057. Okay. And so we thought we were on the downside of that pandemic. But such is not the case. Okay. Unfortunately. So unfortunately, our numbers are going up. It is unfortunate. But we are going to get through this, right? hoping that our governor is not going to have to resort to shutting things down, although she is talking about putting us back in phase three. And if that's what is necessary to get us through this pandemic as successfully as possible, because it wasn't successful because we've lost a lot of lives, unfortunately, here in Michigan and across the country and even across the world. So pretense is through this, right? So wear your mask, social safe practice, social safe distancing, and be kind, okay? Be kind, folks. We're going to talk about some different things today of managing your company during a pandemic. One of the things we're going to talk about is if you're not utilizing the telecommuting processes or practice. You may have at one time when everything was shut down, everything hasn't opened up, but a lot of things have opened up. So it's still been my pretense that if you are able to continue to operate remotely, please do so, right? Please do so, okay? Hopefully the governor won't have to revert back to that, but if you're able to, please do so. Just because other companies are opening up doesn't necessarily mean you have to, okay? So, you know, you may want to make sure that you're keeping in communication with your employees, whether they are, even if they have returned to on-site, you still want to keep the lines of communication open, okay? It's very, very, very important that they are kept open, okay? You want to check on how your employees are they're doing their job, if they seem fatigued, and be willing to listen if your employees need to talk, okay? We've talked about this throughout the pandemic on how important it is to you know, maintain mental health as best as possible, because this is a challenge. This is a challenging time, in the fact that we have backslid a bit doesn't mean that we're not going to get through this pandemic. Doesn't mean that, but we are in the middle and we're forging through. So we're dealing with a lot. Okay, a lot of different forces that are impacting each and every one of us, and they're impacting each and every one of us differently, right? So we have to be mindful of that, be respectful of that, okay? So keep those lines of communication open. We talked about the virtual water cooler, right? About making sure that there is time set aside for your employees, whether they're remote or on site, to talk and conversate periodically throughout the week, so that you can gauge how your workforce is doing, okay? All right. So that's one of the things. Telecommuting, I keep saying, is I want everyone to, if you can, make sure that you are doing so. Some ways to help your employees maintain mental well-being during quarantine is keep a routine. Your employees should be keeping a routine. Maintaining as much normalcy, you know, we don't really know what that is, but normalcy, a sense of normalcy differs for each individual. What may seem normal for one employee or one person will differ for another individual. I'm going to say that again. What may seem normal for one employee or one person is going to differ from another individual. So we must be respectful of that, okay? And we must be understanding of that. But keeping a daily routine is a sense of helps to maintain some sense of normalcy for each of us if you have a routine that you are following. Get a good night's sleep. Okay, that's very important. Stay on schedule and get a good the proper amount of sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. That sounds good, doesn't it? 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Okay, yeah. Good night's sleep. Sorry. Make sure you get a good night's sleep. Spending time outdoors while practicing social safe distancing. Sitting out on the porch, just getting some air, not being in all the time, okay? A nice walk around the neighborhood, maybe, you know, at the park, as long as, again, you're wearing your mask and you're practicing social safe distancing. That time outdoors can be so refreshing, can help you clear your mind. And, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I do understand that, but spending time outdoors will help really freshen your thoughts, freshen your mind, lift your spirits, just to get out and get some air. You know, even on a day like today when it's raining, I've cracked my windows a little bit. Of course, they're going to close shortly because it's getting warm, but just that the outdoors, because we're in so much because of the quarantine, that the time outdoors will help. Take advantage of technology, right? Everyone is, of course, I think everyone has aced Zoom and Google Meet as of now. So be sure to continue to use the technology to reach your loved ones, and we talked about in the repositioning your business on the other side of COVID-19. I think I'm paraphrasing with the title, but we talked about making sure that you have a platform in place so that your employees are able to communicate to each other, do the instant message, whatever platforms you want to, that you need or have. And a lot of them are free now or very low price, but just so that you can maintain those, the areas of communication for your employees, okay? Don't obsess over the news. I've had to back away from the news again, folks. I've had to back away from Facebook and the news because it becomes overwhelming. Things are ever changing. They're changing fast. And unfortunately, there is a lot of negativity out of there. So you want to really kind of stay away from the news as much as possible, you know. And in doing that, backing away from the social platforms or social media and the news, always remember, folks, to be positive and be grateful, okay? Always remember that. Be positive and be grateful, okay? Because these are difficult times, but we must be able to see the good in every situation. We have to. It's a must. Okay, you have to be positive and be grateful. Take 5 minutes a day just to remember how grateful you are. You may not have the best of circumstances going on for you, but there are always people in more difficult situations, and you have to be grateful for your blessings, okay? I'm not going to get up on my soapbox today, guys. You're not going to get me there, but be grateful. Remember to be grateful, be positive, and be kind. You never know what others are going through. Okay, our topic for this week at for well the monthly topic what is finishing strong for 2020. So this week we've been talking about change. Okay, all week we've been talking about change. In we talked about it in our Facebook Live. We've talked about it in our in the with our Coffee for HR, Coffee with All for HR, which is on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m., 9 to 9:20, and Eastern Standard Time. So we've been talking about change, okay? We've been talking about how to implement change, how to manage change. And those things are, you there has to be a system for it, okay? There's a system for it. And what's most important during this time and in all the time is communicating. That's what I can't express how important it is that you communicate with your teams, okay, with your employees. You have to communicate, okay? There's so many things that are coming from all sides. There's a lot of uncertainty in our personal life, so you want to try to alleviate as much uncertainty in the workplace as possible. Okay, so we've been talking about how to implement change, and so some strategies are to clearly define, you know, you want to define what type of change you are implementing in your business. Okay, whether it is, you know, whether it is due to the pandemic, is it hours? Okay, the hours. Are you having to change your hours due to the pandemic and social distancing? Are you implementing a new software? Okay, are you implementing a new program to improve employee performance? Whatever type of change you need to implement and you are implementing, okay, you must make sure that you're clear on that change. Make sure that the steps are aligning with your business goals, okay? An example is if you are implementing a platform and your business goal is to deliver expert products to your customers. So you want to implement a new program or a new platform so that you are more that the delivery service to your employees or delivering of the product is more effective, more efficient. That means you're aligning that platform, the reason for that change with your business goals. Okay. Make sure you know the impact of those changes, okay? And you want to make sure that you're brainstorming, right? That you're brainstorming so that you're looking at all the possible impacts so that you're ready. All righty? And develop what communication strategy are you doing? Okay, are you going to communicate the change through a webinar, through a seminar, through a luncheon? How are you going to communicate it? However you elect to communicate that change to your staff, your team, let it be more than just an email, okay? Because change is hard, and you want to be able to explain the reason for the change and listen to any feedback and concerns that your employees have, okay? That will make the change more received, okay? Your employees will be more receptive to it. Make sure you're providing the right training if there's training for that new platform. If there's training for that new onboarding program that you're putting in, make sure the right amount of training is given to your employees, okay? And some may need more training than others. however it is you want to get 100% of the workforce prepared and acclimated to that change for it to be a success. Sounds good? All righty. All right. So also, you want to, what is your support structure? Okay, that's going to align with what team. You're going to have to put a team together. So what structure are you going to have in place for getting that change, getting the vision, the vision communicated and executed in your organization? Okay, so you're going to need some structure, right? And measure the change of that process. So you want to make sure that you are getting the results that you're looking for, that you want to achieve the results that you want. Spin it out, right? Okay, so that is, those are some strategies. So let's talk a little bit about the process. Okay, let's talk about the actual process of change. Folks, feel free to call in at 563-999-3057 with your questions or comments. During this time, we have had so much change as in business, we can't even explain, right? And so change is inevitable. The pandemic has brought we've learned that we can really change quicker than we thought, right? So in the past, we got to get ready for change. We didn't have time to get ready for change here. Okay, there was no time. Okay, so because we had no warning, so we were just we're just in it now. Okay, and have been for some time. So, it's shown us the pandemic has shown us as business owners just how strong and resilient we are, small business owners, just how resilient we are and how quickly we can change and adapt. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the process of change. Okay, the actual process of, you know, what's going to happen when you implement these changes or this change or changes. So for the first step, you're gonna communicate the sense of urgency for why you're implementing this change. You want to communicate the reason for that change. We're implementing this form because we want to give better service to our employees. We are implementing this program because we want our employees to be more engaged, okay? So that's what you're going to do. And so when you create that sense of urgency, it helps to support the hype behind the change, okay? Feel free to call in with your questions and comments at 563-999-3057. The second step you're going to do in that change process is building your team. Okay, you have to build a team. Small businesses, yes, we may have a small workforce, but you can't do it alone. You have to have some team members that are going to help you to communicate that vision, to transfer that vision into your organization, implement it, and execute. So you must have a team. You can't do it alone. The third step, folks, is creating a vision. You got to create that vision. What vision do you have? Where do you see your business once that change is implemented successfully? Where do you see your company? How do you see your employees? How do you see your clients? Okay. The fourth step is then you want to communicate that vision, okay? Because after you create that vision, you want to communicate that vision first to your team, and then to your organization. Because your team is going to help you transfer those steps, to communicate those steps. So you want to brainstorm with your team on the best method for implementing and executing the change process in your business, whatever changes that are being made. So communicate that vision, okay? And you have to be clear on the vision. If you're not clear on that vision, your employees definitely won't be clear on that vision. So make sure the vision is communicated clearly to your team. Your team understands the vision clearly, and that it is clear to your employees. Okay, if they're not clear where they're going, there's no way to get there, right? So you have to be clear on your vision. This is the fun part: removing obstacles. You're going to have obstacles. It's inevitable. You may have some pushback. You know, change is not easy. Okay, it's not easy at all. And so you have to understand that, especially when you're leading a team. Everybody is not going to buy into the change right from the start. And so you as a leader have to understand that. You as your team has to understand that, okay? So move whatever obstacles, whatever pushback you get, resolve it immediately. Remember to be understanding, okay? Because everybody's not going to move like you move. You're the leader of the organization, so you're going to have to lead that change, okay? And so it's very, very, very important that you resolve whatever pushback, whatever issues that may be hindering the process of growth within your organization during that change as quickly as possible. All righty. The next step, which is step number 6, quick wins. Make sure you are acknowledging and communicating the quick wins. So every step, whether it is completing the training process, okay, whatever the small wins are, make sure that you are celebrating them. It helps with the morale. It helps with the momentum. Celebrate your team members, the ones that are working on your change team or transformation team, okay? Celebrate their work and their efforts as well, okay? That will help to keep everyone moving forward, okay, through the process, okay? So make sure you're celebrating the small wins, celebrating your transformation or change team, and the work and the efforts of your employees. Okay, because again, change is not easy, and so when you're leading a team, you want to praise them with the work that they're doing, the changes that they are making, and how you're forging forward successfully through the change process. All righty, so once you have let those changes are in place, you got to let them mature for a moment, okay? You got to give people time. Give employees time, okay? Feel free to call in, folks, with your questions on change at 563-999-3057. Love to have your questions and comments. Make sure you give it time. So don't expect that those changes to be implemented and everything to be moved smoothly in 7 to 14 days. It takes a moment, okay? So you want to be understanding with that. You want to make sure that you are giving your employees and your team a chance to get acclimated to those new changes that you've worked so hard to get in place, right? So I am, if you're just joining the show, I'm April Halliburton of Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource business partner. Been in business a little over 10 years. Our mantra, folks, is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. We manage and consult with businesses, 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. Okay. Let's see. What do we have going on? So, you know, we have our Management Monday Moments on Mondays. Tuesdays is Coffee with All for HR at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can drop in, have coffee, share your HR questions, or just chat about what's going on with your business. We'd love to know that. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. is our Facebook Live. That's from 7 to 7:30-ish, 7:45. But at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. That is our On Top Talent Tuesday. That's our Facebook Live. We also have Coffee with Offer HR on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Feel free to drop in, share your HR questions, your HR comments, and just what is going on with your business. We'd love to chat with you over virtual coffee. Thursdays, you guessed it, on the air with All for HR Biz, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time every Thursday, and Freedom Fridays, my favorite day of the week, Freedom Friday, is our Freedom Friday HR question. So those small businesses or HR professionals who submit a HR question to Freedom Friday HR question. That's what it is. Freedom Friday HR question at all4hr.net. Submit your question. We select your question. We answer it live at 7:30 on Friday mornings. Guess what? You win a free gift. How cool is that? So submit your question to Freedom Friday HR question at all4hr.net, or you can drop it on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn under April Halliburton or the All for HR page. You can submit it on Twitter at All for HR. You can submit it on our Facebook page at All for HR and Business Solutions. Yep. All you have to do is submit your question, hashtag Freedom Friday HR question. All righty. So feel free to drop your question so that we can answer it live on Friday mornings at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Would love to have your question, your Freedom Friday HR question. On the 21st, July 21st, free webinar with SCORE. On easy recruiting. Let's get it together. Easy recruiting, the ease of recruiting. And that is on the 21st. That is going to be circulated. That's the 21st of July. And on the 29th is our free webinar, Offer HR's free webinar, leadership skills for first-time managers. So that's circulating as well. And we're going to do on the 12th of August we have the free webinar with Cheryl Cobbin of Legal Shield once again. New rules to the game continued. And that's going to be a free webinar as well. Okay. So if you'd like to share a topic to be covered, be sure to send it to All for HR and Business Solutions and just put hashtag HR topic. We'll be sure to cover it for you. All righty, folks. So we want to get on the way because we're winding down. I hope your day is going well. Everyone is smiling. Everyone is having a great Thursday. We are almost to the weekend. I'm so looking forward for the weekend, this weekend for some reason. And it's after the 4th of July, but I'm looking forward to this weekend, okay? It's been a busy, busy, busy week. So I hope, everybody is being well. Everyone is washing hands, wearing your mask, practicing social safe distancing, say that really fast, and being kind. okay, and being kind. So the last step, step number 8 to the process of change is integrating those changes. So once you've integrated those changes, folks, you want to make sure they're integrated with whatever, if they are to be integrated with other platforms, making sure that all aspects of that change, the wheels are turning smoothly, right? Everything is working in unison. This takes time, folks. It doesn't happen overnight. But you want to make sure that it's integrated into all areas of your business. And let me say this, folks. It's not just about the change, okay? It is about the change movement in your company. It's about the vision, okay? You want everyone on board, okay? So you want to make sure you, again, once those changes are implemented, give it time and integrate it into all areas of your business. Okay. And last but not least, monitor the results of that change. Okay. So you don't want to go through all the hard work of building a team, right? Creating the vision, communicating the vision, right? Celebrating the quick wins. Okay. And letting the changes mature. Integrating those changes, you have to monitor the change. You have to make sure you achieve the goals that you've set for your business, for your employees, for your clients, okay? So you want to make sure that you are monitoring those results and seeing that you're achieving them, that you've reached them, okay? That's very, very, very important. You have to keep that momentum going, okay? So that's what we've been talking about is change. Again, we're in the middle of, we're in this pandemic, and so we talked about some things that you can do, some steps that you can take, your employees can take to maintain mental well-being during the quarantine while they're working from home or working on site, okay? And so mental health is so important during this time. It's important all the time, okay? It is important all the time, not just during a pandemic, but it's especially important now. Because not only are we in the middle of a pandemic, folks, we have people that are succumbing to this pandemic. We have racial tension. We have so many different forces that are there, that are out here. And we have to be able to protect our mental well-being for the well-being of ourselves and our families. If we're not good taking care of ourselves, we can't take care of our families and our coworkers. So it's so important, okay, that we take the time out for ourselves, okay, during this time, because we're doing so many more things and the stresses are, they're more. You can try not to look at it that way, but their stressors are more. So we have to be able to take care of ourselves, okay? So really quickly, those ways to help your employees can maintain mental health, really quickly, keep a routine, okay? Get a good night's sleep, all right? Spend some time outdoors, even when it's cloudy and rainy outside. Take advantage of technology. Technology is wonderful. Well, most of the time. Maybe not all the time, but most of the time, okay? Don't obsess over the news. Back away from it. I've backed away from it. This is probably my third or fourth time backing away, but back away from it. Give yourself some room to concentrate on your family, your friends, your home life, the good things that are surrounding you. Your children, your family, your accomplishments. Don't be so hard on yourself. So take that time. Take that time out. Take the time away from social media, the time away from the news, okay? And really take some time to appreciate where you are. Yes, we're in a pandemic. Yes, we are. I can't even say we're on the tail end of it, folks, unfortunately, but we are in a pandemic. But as with anything and everything, there's always a silver lining. Don't forget that. And sometimes we have to squinch a little bit to see that silver lining, but that silver lining is there. And I don't want you to forget that. That silver lining is in the faces of your children when they're smiling, in the smiles of your significant others, of your family, okay? So take that time and take the time out for yourself, okay? We're all dealing with difficult times. We have to be kind to one another. We have to look out for one another, okay? Unfortunately, there are people out here that are not looking out for their brothers and sisters, but we're all brothers and sisters, okay? We all are. We all bleed the same. Okay, so we all have to take that time away from social media, away from the news, and concentrate on the good things, because there are good things in your life. You got to realize that, okay? And that's going to bring us to our last one, which is be positive and be grateful, okay? Take time out, 5 minutes every day, and recognize what you are to be grateful for, okay? You have to do that, okay? It don't take 5 minutes. You can take 5 minutes out your time, to out your day, to just really breathe and remember how grateful you are, your blessings, and we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. Remember, I said it. April Halliburton said it. We're going to get through this, okay? So, those are the six ways to excuse me, to maintain mental well-being. It's a little choke, no virus here, just a little cut, just a little cough. But keep in mind what your blessings are and what you are to be grateful for, okay? So we getting towards the end of our show. I want to remind you all about Freedom Friday HR questions. Submit your question to Freedom Friday HR questions at allforhr.net. We'll answer it live at 7:30 in the morning. Okay. Don't forget, you can drop it on our Twitter at allforhr, hashtag Freedom Friday HR question. You can drop it on LinkedIn under April Halliburton, or under group on LinkedIn. You can do it on Instagram at All for HR, hashtag Freedom Friday HR question, or on our Facebook page, okay, at All for HR and Business Solutions. You can drop it there, just hashtag Freedom Friday, ask our question. We answer your question, folks. You get a free gift. How cool is that? I love you, love you, love you. I am so happy you joined us today. Look forward to seeing you next week at 12:30. Seeing you for Management Monday. And, of course, seeing you in the morning at 7:30 for our Freedom Friday HR question. And don't forget about coffee. Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Facebook Live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. The radio show on Thursdays at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. All right, folks. It has been wonderful as usual. Can't wait to see you out through the week. All righty. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Okay? I want you to be safe, wear your mask. Everybody wears a mask. Everybody should be wearing a mask. And more importantly, folks, be kind. Okay? Thank you for joining us on the show. I look forward to seeing you again next week. Stay safe, my friend. I'll see you soon.